Hello again, this is Feminist International Radio Endeavor here in this beautiful city of Cape Town in South Africa at the AWID conference. And we are now with Astrid from the Netherlands, who has a very interesting project, relatively new project for in the women's movement, which is using sports as empowerment for women. So Astrid, tell us about this.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Women Win, this is the organization that we're talking about, is a foundation. We support sports programs globally to empower women and girls. And it's relatively new in the sense that sport is not always seen as a very impactful strategy by the women's movements across the globe. But we have some great examples where sport is used either in conflict resolution areas, in gender violence areas, around domestic violence, but also around rape issues, HIV/AIDS issues, and leadership development. And we think that sport is a great tool to not only build confidence and body awareness at an individual level, but it also changes gender norms at a community level. So it's great to stir some commotion, because seeing a woman playing football really changes the concept of what women are able to do, basically.
And give us an example of how it can empower women living with HIV and AIDS, for example.
Well, if you have HIV/AIDS yourself, of course it's important to take care of your body. So sport will help you to be more healthy and stronger. But sport will also help you to build confidence. And very important, sport is a way to build friendships. And in a program with where you have many women being HIV positive, then they will be together. They will gain friendships and they will trust each other. And being able to share that among each other, that you all face the same issues and challenges in your life, it's very helpful for these group of women that they find friendships and that they're able to share issues and also able to fight issues and challenges.
And what kind of sports do you work with, or what do you do?
Any sports. It depends on what the programs want. They are best able to define which sports they would like to take on in their program. So it could be football, it could be netball, it could be rugby. We support a box girl school in Nairobi, in the slums of Nairobi, and these women are all dealing with HIV/AIDS issues, unemployment, poverty, a lot of gender-based violence, and boxing for them is a great way to get together and to be empowered and to feel strong. And also when you feel strong, you also look strong. So these women will be less likely to be abused, because they won't accept it any longer.
So it's mostly team sports, or also just like...
Whatever. We see that team sports is a very strong mechanism, because you build friendships and you're learning also to take leadership, to work together, to pass on the ball to your peers, and to communicate with each other. So it's a very powerful thing if you work in a team. But if you run, for instance, people running on the streets, you also run together. So you also want to empower each other and you want to support each other. So it's not necessarily so that an individual sport is not powerful.
So do you start like some running? Do you have a march or a run?
Yeah, what we did at AWID, we organized every morning, we organized a race on the shore, so along the beach, and every afternoon we organized a walk. Because when you are in conference, we all know, you sit a lot, you listen a lot, and sometimes it's very nice to actually go out and see a bit of the scenery and enjoy each other's company. So we thought, why not preach and do what we say and actually come and bring sports into the conference and tell people what we do.
That's fantastic. I've been sitting all day, every day, for about a week now. I haven't, I can't feel my behind. It's already dead.
Well, we all have the same problem. We eat the whole time. So it's also nice when you eat a lot and sit a lot to have some exercise. So, but next time when we come again, we hope to see you there.
Hopefully. And how can somebody contact your organization if they want to know more about it, or how do you work?
Well, we have a website, of course. We attend many conferences where women's organizations are also going to be, so we hope to find them there. But they can also go to our website. We have a website, www.womenwin.org. So you can go there and you can download our application form and contact us also through that. And we also, maybe that's interesting to say, we have a fellowship program, and we're looking for fellows across the globe that have great ideas, whether it's activism or research or programs around sport. And they can go to www.changemakers.net. And there you can actually start the discussion. You can enter your application, and we might be selecting you as the new fellow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So thank you very much. Is there one more thing? How have you found this conference? What do you think about it?
I think it's amazing. I think it's an amazing group of women. It feels very warm to be here. It's great to see that discussions are out there, that issues are discussed also, that it's also talking about issues within the movement, but also challenges, and that we are looking for new strategies. I think that's very important to build movements, and that we're sharing with each other what are successful strategies, and that people can learn from each other, exchange and network. I think the networking component is extremely important in conferences like this.
Yes, and I think what you're doing is really fantastic, because we always say that we need to do, you know, have more fun, be more active and with our bodies, but we never do it. It's just discourse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that this is really good, and that you really did it this time. Yeah. You know, not just brought the paper. We have this sport thing that you should do it sometime when you finish doing all your activism.
Right. So I hope people find us and connect with us, and I hope we can support many of these programs.
I hope so too. Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
Thank you for having this idea. It was
okay.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.